think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Nigel put together songs that have to do and honor December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor Day next Tuesday. These songs all have something to do with America, Brian.
I was an American girl, Tom Petty.
I apologize, Joey pals. I don't know what that was. That was Brian Hodgkin singing to us. I'm going to tell Santa. What's the name of it, dear?
I'm already getting potatoes in my stocking.
Coal at my house.
Oh, yeah?
Coal is what you get in the Midwest. Okay, this is Tom Petty.
Tom Petty. Awesome.
And what's the name of the song?
I think it's called American Girl.
Good job.
Crank it up more.
Oh, Lord. Joey pals, we've been listening to him for at least 91 weeks.
91 weeks.
91 weeks.
It's almost like 100 bottles of beer on the wall.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Just when you thought.
Pass it around.
From my DOHC.com, we say hello to our favorite, Dr. Brian Hodgkins. So we're all up to Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Capital on Omicron.
15.
Omicron, Pi, Upsilon, Phi, Chi, Psi, Omega.
What's the one? Wait. What's the one right before Omicron?
Alpha, Delta, Gamma, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Psi, Omicron.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what's interesting about that?
Not much.
No, but check it out. This is so cool. Because Omicron is the 15th letter of the Greek alphabet.
Okay.
And it just so happens when they start to name these variants of concern, right? World Health Organization. They skipped Nu and Z for a reason.
Depending on how you pronounce it right, I'm probably wrong.
Right. Well, the reason they skipped Nu is because then it sounds like new variant, right?
Yes.
And then they skipped Z because in China, that's a very common name. And they didn't want to offend. And they actually do take a lot of consideration into naming these variants so
but
that
what
they don't.
Alpha, beta, gamma, we know about delta.
Yeah,
epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota.
They've all not panned out. This is, I call them their scariants versus variants. I mean, it's going to happen. And we all know it's going to happen. And it's going to continue to happen as long as there are unvaccinated people in the world who are going to be great hosts to a virus that wants to hang around as long as it can.
Can I interrupt you?
Yes, you may.
I'll do it sweetly because Santa's listening.
Oh, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. We were told if we got vaccinated, this would go away. I don't know who to believe. The CDC, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Fauci.
Are you a Fauci fan?
I'm a Fauci ouchie.
Okay.
I'm a fan of science.
I know. But he's become a more of a politician or something.
I don't know about that. I mean, this has become politicized.
Help me.
Across the world, this virus has become politicized for lots of reasons. One, people don't think it's real. Some people don't think it's deadly.
Oh my God.
Or deadly enough.
Let me write this down. Not real or deadly
enough.
Who can be thinking that?
Right. It's not deadly enough because
enough.
I always say in the wrong population, it's very deadly. In the right population, it's like kids, right? I think we talked about this. There have been less than 80 kids that have died from this. But we've had almost 800,000 seniors die from this, and I've seen people sick all week long in the hospital still. In fact, the hospital baggage from COVID-positive cases has doubled in the last week. We know this Thanksgiving and the holidays. These are unvaccinated folks. We're seeing a few vaccinated folks. But guess what?
They're there for 2 or 3 days. When you say vaccinated, clarify.
Fully vaccinated.
Holy, two plus one.
Two doses. Not all of them have had a booster.
Two doses.
Right. Two doses of either Moderna or Pfizer.
Okay. The booster's not considered when you say fully vaccinated.
Yeah, not yet. No.
Okay.
That'll be a clarification that the CDC does make.
Okay.
So what we have is a virus that is affecting the global markets and the financial well-being of many countries across the world. And so we have places in Africa where they have no vaccine, and that's where we're seeing mutants. South Africa has less than 40% of its entire population vaccinated. They have so much vaccine sitting there being unused that we expect to see variants emerge from areas like that. And that's how they actually picked up this Omicron variant. In the ghettos there, they were seeing reinfection rates like 30 times more than what they had seen in the background. And so they went and checked, and guess what? And you know what's interesting about this variant, you know, so we talked about it.
Omicron.
It has 30 genetic mutations at the spike protein. In the laboratory, people have been actually... this might scare listeners, but people in the lab have been monkeying with this virus since we've identified it and have it genetically sequenced to find out, you know, if they can mutate up to 20 places around. And this is done in the lab, right? This is not gain of function research, but this is people looking to see when is it going to escape the Pfizer or the antibody therapies that we have. Interestingly enough, at 20, we were still having the vaccines work. So these are lab.
When we
created.
Had only 20 genetic mutations.
Yeah. So,
but
so
now
this one on its own came up with 30, which was really shocking. And the interesting thing about it, you know, so we're sequencing this, and now the whole world is trying to sequence this to find out where it's at. We know it's everywhere. Once it's out, it's out. We still know the Delta variant in the U.S. is 99.9% of cases. We've got one case identified in San Francisco.
Yes,
I'm sure it's...
of Omicron.
I'm sure Omicron is... Now, the question is it going to push out the Delta variant? Remember, we started with the Alpha. That was predominant. Then the Delta took over, and it's been dominating ever since.
We had
since.
A little bit of...
Well,
Lambda.
We had Mu, Hu, and Lambda, but those turned out, they petered out. They couldn't compete with Delta. Now, interestingly enough, this one, on the PCR sequencing, so in the PCR sequencing, the way it's done, there's three genes that it looks for.
Okay.
There's three genes, and there's an S gene that it looks for. And this weird Omicron variant drops the S gene. So we only get two out of the three on the PCR testing, which lets us know right away, guess what? This is the Omicron variant.
Oh,
so we're going to be able to follow this and track this just by using our own PCR technology.
Whoopee.
Yeah. So the bottom line is we don't know yet what we have to worry about. We already have the tools at hand. I'm urging everyone to get boosted, even if it finds out the vaccine lacks the 95% efficacy that we've seen against the Delta variant. But... You know what? If it's 70%, that's better than nothing. Better than nothing, and it's better than what we have. So we'll see in the next week or two. Everyone's rushing to test to find out whether or not the antibodies, Regeneron, and our BAM therapy. And the good news, if there is any good news, Joey, is the oral agents don't work on the spike protein. They work through different channels and mechanisms, which means those may still be game changers, even though Lagevrio, which is the molnupiravir, 50% in the initial trials, it looks like it's going to be 30% effective in higher risk people. So better than nothing. The FDA did approve it, and we're trying to find out if we're going to be able to pass that out to patients.
So, in the next and this is a question from a Joey pal, but I want to know too. The Omicron variant is more dangerous than the Alpha and the Delta and the Lambda. Correct or not correct?
No, it's just it's different. It's different.
It's just it's different.
Yeah, interesting thing about what we're hearing from the doctors who originally observed the infection rate increase in South Africa, many of these patients are having mild. I mean, it seems to have the same type of onset of standard COVID-19. So could be a mild infection. For some older folks, it's not going to be a mild infection. It looks like if you've been vaccinated a few times, fully vaccinated or boosted,
it might be
mild too. So all we know is it's different, and we're just going to have to take a, like I said, it's a scariant. And people get tired of, you know, honestly.
Oh, you think?
Everyone gets tired of listening. Oh, here's another variant. Let's shut down the world. It's not going to happen. I think the world now is sophisticated enough to understand we're going to have to live with this virus. And if the virus gets more virulent, like more deadly,
I know that
it's going to run out of hosts. I mean, a virus needs to be transmissible. So it needs,
but it'll go to the animals.
Well, we already know it's in
deer
population, circulating the deer population. We still don't know how that happened.
Did
we think
you
it's
bring
from feeding.
Something for Sunny Cool Cat?
Is his animal vaccine from the San Diego Zoo? Yeah, I have that in my trunk right now, getting ready for Sunny Cool Cat.
Oh man, but I'm saying, won't it go to the animals, and then after our vaccines wear off, it'll come back to us?
It's going to be a virus that, like the flu. I think that's the way I look at this today.
Yes.
This is going to be, instead of seasonal, and there will be seasonality to it only because in cold, this virus needs to be transmitted through droplets, indoors, poor ventilation. I mean, that's where people are going to get it. We already know this. We already have masks and social distancing. We know how to deal with it. And let's just see if our tools continue to work, and then we'll worry about that now. It's 100 days. Right now, we already know that our vaccine companies with the mRNA can change quickly, and they're already developing vaccines for every variant. And it's about 100 days to get it into the public domain where they can produce enough and start doing this. So knowing that they can make vaccines quickly enough, we know that we're going to be dealing with this just like the flu vaccine.
Okay. I don't know what to ask.
Did you get your booster?
No.
We're giving... about 60% of all of our vaccines
just
right now are boosters.
Bring one. Next week,
get down
just
there.
Bring one.
Get down there and get boosted.
Okay. We have been told, I've heard on all the different news channels lately, I'm trying to listen to all of them, that this is going to go away, and then another scientist will get on and say, it'll be with us forever. People will say, no, it's on its way out. Is there a logical conclusion to this?
I think if anyone says with certainty, like, you know, pontificating with certainty about what our future holds with this virus, they're probably
blowing smoke.
FOS. And I would just say, we just don't know. We expect this to get to an endemic phase. I would expect that to happen. We're going to continue to deal with it. We're going to live with it. And the bottom line is, I think the American appetite for shutting down systems and going back to a total lockdown, that's not going to happen. We've already seen international travel rules change a little bit with what's required to get on a flight. We may see vaccinated people only on flights in the future. I mean, there are some tweaks that we may see that are going to be very looked at politically unfavorably, but that's just going to be what happens to try to deal with this until everyone's been infected or everyone's been vaccinated or the combination thereof gets us to a point where the virus is here and no one cares.
Unbelievable, isn't it? It's very depressing.
It's Christmas season. Come on.
Okay, come on. We had 40,000 people at the at the Veterans Day Parade this afternoon for the Festival of Lights. They're saying we may have 100,000 people on the streets.
That's awesome.
At the Veterans Day, people were unmasked.
Yeah, ideally.
We were outside, you know.
Yeah, I think if you're outside.
No, we had the parade inside,
hopefully
Joey.
It's breezy.
Oh.
Listen, if you're outside and you're vaccinated, there's less risk. If you're in a dense place when people are hacking and coughing and looking sick, you know, you got to take matters in your own hands, protect yourself. Because, listen, there are a lot of people that are not protecting people around them because that doesn't register as a duty to humanity. And that's unfortunate. But the bottom line is, like I said, the combination of vaccinated, people already sick. And right now, if you look at our positivity rate in Riverside County, it's running, you know, 4 to 5%. The new case rate's around 400, well, it's 14 per 100,000. So we haven't gone anywhere. I expect in the next week we're going to see the increase from the holidays. But the only concerning thing to me is we did see a lot of admits to the hospitals. And you know who's really sick of this is the healthcare workers.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right now, we've had so many nurses and doctors leave the healthcare workforce because they're just tired of seeing it.
Oh.
So that's a big problem right now.
I'm sorry to hear that. You're not going anywhere.
No, it's the holiday season.
Yes. Oh, if he sings again, Nigel, look at me. Cut him off.
We need a little Christmas, Joey.
Yeah, we need a little Christmas.
I want to hear you
sing. Minute.
I want to hear you. Oh, you can't sing. Oh.
Okay, Joey pals. While we talk amongst ourselves, if you're near your phones, we've got presents for you.